The Middle East conflict was also alive today in the streets of Washington, D.C. Supporters of the Palestinian cause were the most numerous of several activist groups that rallied on the Mall and marched to the Capitol. The rallies had been planned to coincide with meetings of the World Bank here this weekend, but other issues took precedence among the demonstrators. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The largest rally took place on the Ellipse near the White House. A largely Arab-American crowd called on President Bush to stop supporting Israel in its offensive against Palestinian militants. Many women were wearing headscarves. Some people carried Korans. Signs read, "Israel, the right to exist, not the right to kill," and "Bush, stop supporting terrorism." Rhonda Jamal, a Palestinian activist from New York, told the crowd that they have to tell the world what Palestinians are witnessing firsthand in places like Ramallah and Jenin.
We saw F-16s, tanks, Apache helicopters shelling homes in refugee camps, crowded with men, women, and children. We saw bodies of murdered civilians in the streets, of wounded Palestinians left to bleed to death, with ambulances blocking them and not allowed to reach them by the Israelis.
Arab Americans came from all over the country, especially the East Coast. Waleed Salam helped organize a contingent of 24 buses that came down from Massachusetts. He says recent events changed the focus of the rally.
Originally, it was about profiling and racism and issues about more of civil liberties. And then the issues of Palestine started recently getting more and more dramatic.
This rally comes just 5 days after pro-Israel activists gathered on the front lawn of the Capitol. At the pro-Israel rally, speakers included several members of Congress, a measure of the uphill battle Palestinian activists have in their efforts to change U.S. policy. While the pro-Palestinian rally was taking place, several blocks away, anti-globalization forces gathered for another rally outside of meetings of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. Washington, D.C. police say neither rally produced any violence or arrests. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.